I'll let you also handle this other one from 205, which I believe is somewhere in Alabama. Are some patients with multiple myeloma cured, Melissa?
I was just actually giving a talk at home in Puerto Rico, and they actually challenged me with that question. They wanted me to say that we can cure myeloma, and I resist to say that because I see patients that, you know, die from this disease. So I'm challenged every single day in my clinics with not having another treatment or, you know, have relapse disease and so on. So I would say the answer to that is no, we cannot cure myeloma.
I like to look at people's faces. I'm seeing Raphael kind of like move around. Like, what are you thinking, Raphael?
Well, I think we should leave that for a larger debate, but I'm going to say yes. And the reason is, by the way, you're very good with area codes. I'm very impressed. There was a Spanish paper last year published in Blood where they looked at very long-term outcomes of patients who went predominantly a single autograft, and they'd show about 30% of patients in that series, which admittedly was small, about 300 patients, by other tumor standards, 30% of patients get into a CR. Of those, 30% remain in CR at 20 years. So I think we're putting a very high bar upon ourselves. Unfortunately, that's only about 9% of patients, but we can, I think, sort of the door has been opened for the cure of myeloma.